Okay, we did June 22nd. Yeah.
No, we didn't do June 22nd.
We didn't do it.
No,
we didn't. Yeah, but we're not. We did not. We didn't do June 22nd.
We're going to do June 22nd.
We are not going to do June 22nd.
We're going to do 28th.
And no, we're just going to do September 8th and July 28th.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from July 28th and September 8th.
So move.
So seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
And are we looking at the budget? Is there any comment on the budget approval?
And we're referring to the 2018 budget, correct?
Yes. 2018 budget specifically.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll have a motion to approve of the 2018 budget.
With the caveat.
With caveats.
With the caveat and the corrections.
Right.
Spells out for us.
I move that we approve the 2018-2019 budget with the express, what word do I want to use here?
Reservation.
Mm-mm. The express instruction that any available cash on hand, cash balance, or reserve funds may not be spent, allocated, or otherwise used without prior approval of the Board of Trustees.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Okay. Also, Ari's not here, but we did not receive, she also asked for us to vote on the 2017-2018 budget. As we know, most of us were not seated as trustees when that budget was created. We do not have the full budget in order to review, and so we are tabling any votes or discussion on the 2017-2018 budget until we receive it in full, have an opportunity to review, and can come back before this body.
Question, do you want the same kinds of materials for that budget that you received in the second packet of information?
Yes.
That she gave you with the projections over the back history over 5 years?
And well, for this one, since it's basically almost already done, I'll take actual numbers. I think actual numbers of what we've done would be it's what we're looking at, right? Because half of it's already complete.
Okay.
Half of it's already done. So we'll take the actual numbers.
Actual numbers. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Council, do we have any additional action items? For
we do.
Yes.
We have the first reading of board regulation modifications. And the first is notice termination with cause. That's currently in our board regulation. It is being modified to read termination of employees not covered by a collective bargaining agreement before the end of the specified term of employment may be affected at any time for adequate cause after notice. The notice shall provide a summary of reasons for the termination and inform the employee of his or her rights to request a university hearing to review the decision to terminate. This request must be made in writing. I'm sorry. I actually will withdraw that at this time. We will actually, I withdraw the reading of this resolution and we can address this at the special meeting.
Okay. All right, thank you, Council. Is there a Chicago State Property Resolution?
What committee?
I'm sorry, which
Chicago State University Property Resolution?
Yes. The rescission of the June 23rd, 2016 resolution granting approval to transfer real property to the University Foundation at Chicago State Whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University owns title to certain real estate properties which were obtained with non-appropriated funds and are listed below, there's a total of 20 various addresses. PIN numbers are included. Whereas on June 23rd, 2016, the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University approved a resolution to transfer the identified real estate properties referenced above to the University Foundation of Chicago State. Whereas the transfer of the identified real estate properties referenced above was never executed. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University no longer has an interest in transferring the identified real estate properties referenced above to the University Foundation at Chicago State University. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University rescinds the June 23, 2016 resolution granting approval to transfer the identified real estate properties referenced above to the University Foundation at Chicago State University.
All right, that, and again, this was a resolution that was never executed.
That is correct.
And so we're simply rescinding it. We'll entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
All right, is there any other business?
No.
All right, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes. September 15th, 2017 meeting of the Chicago State Board of Trustees is hereby adjourned.
So happy.